It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
8:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn is on bereavement. He will be back Monday. Joining us right now, our man on the scene, the insider's insider, Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Cordell, let me ask you this, man. As a professional, not a fan, as a professional, what would be more fun, a fun team to cover right now, the Ravens or the Jets?
No. Oh, man. I mean, it depends on
the Jets are the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, if you want to be around, if you want to be around turmoil and just drama, you know, have something going on, it feels like every day, then the Jets is probably where you want to be. If you want to be around a successful team and a team that has a shot at this thing, obviously it's the Ravens. But man, I'm sure those beat writers out of New York, there's not a boring day at all throughout the season.
Think about the laughs you'd have. Seriously.
I mean, the laughs I've had to this point, and I'm not even around the place. I mean, I could just imagine if I was there every day.
Oh, man. All right, we come off a very disappointing loss. I guess, and obviously you're out there a lot, and what is the talk about Justin Tucker? I mean, you know, people are already saying he's been declining for the last two seasons. This is the third season and showing decline, you know, missing left consistently. What's the word? I've heard all kinds of things from physically declining and then the holder and this long snapper are different, but that's not this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the word right now is probably just uneasy because nobody really knows what to do. You know, it's uncharted territory right now with Justin Tucker. And like you said, he's been kind of going through this for the last two seasons, but everybody, including the Ravens, have been of the mindset that he would break out of this at some point. And it looked like earlier this season that he did, and it's kind of showing back up again right now. So it's such a unique situation because of how great he's been throughout his career.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to handle this. You talk to Harbaugh, you talk to Chris Horton and those guys. They're kind of relying on Justin Tucker to figure this out. At least that's what they're saying publicly. I asked John on Monday if he thought it was anything going on with a hold or anything like that. He didn't seem like he did. He seems like he feels like it's on Tucker, and he continues to say Tucker has to just kick it straight. So I think that they're just hoping he just figures this thing out and breaks out of this slump because they don't want to have to deal with this. I'm not surprised to hear John say that they're not looking to bring in kickers right now because, I mean, in all reality, Tucker is probably still their best option right now. Now, I could see it in the offseason. I could see we get out there, mini camp or OTAs or training camp, and there's another kicker out there. I could definitely see that. But right now, I think they kind of just have to ride this out and just hope that he breaks out of this.
Cordell Woodland joins us. Cordell, another thing I hope they figure out is how to use Derrick Henry and when to use Derrick Henry. 13 carries in a close game. Now, some have said to me, well, Rob, the Ravens have had too many three and outs. No, they didn't. They had one three and out. And on that three and out, he didn't touch the football. The other times, they didn't give him the football enough. They had more than ample opportunity to give Derrick Henry the football. And on the short possessions, I was pushed back by saying, well, they wouldn't be short possessions if you give Derrick Henry the football. 13 carries in that game, to me, ridiculous, unexcusable.
Yeah, it's a unique situation because I think it's about how they go about using Derrick Henry right now. I think when you look at Derrick Henry throughout his career, he's always been this guy that wears defenses down. I said it in the offseason, you're going to have to live with some of these games where Derrick Henry is only averaging like 2.6 yards a carry.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to live with that because at some point you expect that he's going to break the big one. Now, it hasn't happened that way for him these last couple of games, especially on Sunday. against Pittsburgh. That's just such a tough defense. And the possessions were so – they didn't have but so many possessions. I mean, a lot of people have talked about him not getting the ball in the fourth quarter. They ran 12 plays in the fourth quarter. One of those drives was a two-play drive. The other one was a 10-play drive that they did end up scoring on. So that kind of erases it. But I think they need to – more could be less with Derrick Henry. I think they need to find a way to get Keaton Mitchell involved and maybe just give a change of pace. We know how efficient of a runner he is. They need somebody that can kind of burn the defense as well and then use Derrick Henry as that hammer. But right now with the run game really relying on Derrick Henry, Lamar is running less and less. Justice Hill, as good as he's been, he's not necessarily a focal point in the run game. It's all on Henry. So I think Henry needs somebody to kind of help him out and take some of the pressure off of him. That may mean Lamar running a little more. That may mean involving Keaton Mitchell a little bit more and spreading these carries out a little bit. I know you're saying 13 carries may not be a lot for Derrick Henry, and throughout his history it's not. But in this situation, I just think they need to find out how to be more efficient with him and the rest of these guys in the backfield.
What do you think about picking up Desmond King? He's assigned to the practice squad right now, but they brought him in for a reason, I would assume, with the secondary the way it is.
Yeah, I would imagine they brought him in for a reason, kind of similar to Tre'Davious White, who is kind of carving out a role for himself right now. Not really sure what to think about the Desmond King move just yet. It wouldn't surprise me if this is more of a traditional practice squad type of move, and they use him as depth. If somebody else goes down or something like that, they can kind of bring him in. I think they want guys, because we're so close to the end of the season at this point. If guys do go down at this point, you want somebody that has experience that you may have to play come, you know, January. So I think Desmond King is just another insurance body for them to be able to have out there in case they need him.
Yep. There he is, Cordell Woodlet. Cordell, will folks in the area hear you again?
Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow morning filling in for Bob. I'll be out there with Vinny, so a lot to talk to as we get ready for this Monday night Harbaugh Bowl between these two physical teams. It'll be interesting to see how the Ravens bounce back going from that physical game against Pittsburgh and now going to another team that likes to roll grade you, that likes to play a lot of the game in the middle of the field in L.A. and against the Chargers. And that's a physical team on the defensive side of the ball, too. So really curious to see how the Ravens go about bouncing back right now.
My man. Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Right. You know, Cordell is our PA announcer at Rosedale Christian
Academy. I knew that.
Yes. Basketball. So you want to hear even more, Cordell, come check us out. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Chris Nockey joins us to talk about that Maryland beatdown at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, some listeners have said recently that they wish Jim Harbaugh was the Ravens coach and not John. Do you agree or disagree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, our barbershop topic of the day on The Fan. And that's Jim Harbaugh on his brother John. Nobody has a better brother than Jim Harbaugh.
Nobody. I find this very funny.
Wow.
It's funny to hear him talk about his brother like he's just a coach he's facing.
Yeah.
Watching tape on the Ravens, I'm like, come on! Like, guys never talk about this stuff.
So, listeners, Joe, you talk to more listeners than we do because a lot of listeners call not wanting to get on the air. So, wanting Jim Harbaugh to be the coach over John is a real thing?
We had one caller say we should have gotten his brother instead of this clown that we have running the team right now.
That's so wrong.
And that was one of the first callers we had on Monday morning.
That really just pisses me off. It's not like I'm related to John Harbaugh. He's been a really good coach for this team. You can like and hate him or criticize his time management, whatever it is. I hate when they call people clowns. Like, I'd love to know what this guy does for a living. Like, what have you accomplished in your life, my friend? Clown.
And it's not a thing of have you won a Super Bowl championship, because your job does not require that. But have you won the equivalent of a Super Bowl championship in your career?
Have you been consistently good? Have you been 167-103 over your career? Have you been 12-10 in the postseason? Whatever your business is, like, it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. 179-113 is his career winning percentage, 613. pretty damn good.
So, Ed, you are not of the opinion that you'd rather have Jim?
No. Who won that Super Bowl? I mean, I like Jim a lot. He's a really good coach.
Keep in mind, Jim Harbaugh, the week before, Colin Kaepernick rushed for over 150 yards. And during that whole stretch in the Super Bowl, down in the goal line situation, never ran his quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You can question that.
Yeah, absolutely you can. Absolutely you can.
I don't like either one of them, so it doesn't matter to me. I got to be honest with you. I don't like either one of them. So we're good. We're good. We're absolutely good. So no, I don't want to trade one for one. I'm good. This one right here won a Super Bowl over that one. So that would be stupid to me. And it's not like they didn't face one. Andy Reid owns John Harbaugh head to head. So I could say I'd rather have Andy Reid.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin, they face each other a lot.
Mike Tomlin recently has owned John Harbaugh head to head. So I could say that. But why would I say that about has Jim Harbaugh ever beaten John? They beat him in the regular season that year too, or was the year afterwards?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Ravens won that game, right? Yeah. So has Jim ever beaten John? Never beaten John. So why would I want a guy who's never beaten the coach that I have to replace the coach that I have? I don't understand.
So it's like, yeah. These guys are just...
They say things.
They say things. Do they think? Yeah, he's 2-0 against his younger brother. There you go.
Well, the only thing Jim has done that John hasn't done is won a college national championship. That's because John hadn't had a chance to.
And John doesn't wear high waist khakis.
I don't like having to defend John Harbaugh. I don't like this segment. Let's get rid of the segment. Joe, I don't like this segment.
I just got one if you want me to repeat what I just got. Jim Harbaugh's career winning percentage through all levels is .695. All John Harbaugh does every year, yeah, he wins, but then he just blows it in the playoffs.
So Jim Harbaugh just won a championship this past year.
Yes. Correct, yes.
Just.
And it's preposterous to compare that kind of winning percentage because college coaches end up having you played coach Stanford and Michigan. You're going to be like, 10-1.
Or Andrew Luck.
You're going to pad your stats in the college ranks, not like the pros. Come on, man.
So he won one championship. That was at the end of this past year, his last year in college football. Now all of a sudden, he's the guru of championships. Come on, man, stop it.
Yeah,
he couldn't beat Ohio State for the longest. Amani Toomer wanted to run him out of Michigan because he couldn't beat Ohio State. Why are you making me defend John Harbaugh? Why are you making me do this?
Jim was a Ravens quarterback, though.
Honestly, man. Can we pick somebody else?
I didn't move here 2 years after he was. How was he the quarterback here? You remember?
Remember, I was in South Carolina at the time.
Oh,
I didn't come back home to the end of the season when they won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
My first week back home was the week that they beat the Jets at home.
Gotcha.
I moved back home.
So you
that
came
week.
Here year after I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I
don't know.
I watched him. He was mad.
I remember with the Colts. I don't remember with the
Ravens. He was mad.
Yeah.
You know, he was all right. I wasn't a big Jim Harbaugh fan of player. I don't like the Harbaughs.
Just don't like them.
Mm-hmm. I don't want Jim over John. Here's the deal with me. I want John to do better. That's what I want him to do. I want John Harbaugh to learn from some of his mistakes. I don't think he's a man, Ed, that learns from his mistakes. I think he's a man that believes he's right, and the minute that he's right about something he does, he'll say, aha, I told you. Well, wait a minute. That's 1 out of 100. He's like the players that shoot threes all the time that I have, and they make one and look at you like, okay, you're 1 for 18.
Yes.
You're 1 for 18. A blind squirrel finds a nut. A broken clock is right twice a day. Don't do that. That's not right. Just because you were right that one time doesn't make you right.
Remember that day you were right?
No, me either. So, we got a question for you. 410-583-1057, that's the number, barbershop topic of the day. Rob and Ed sitting here taking your phone calls on this question of the day. Some listeners yesterday told Joseph that they'd rather have Jim Harbaugh, and you know his resume, over John Harbaugh. You know his resume.
We just got yelled at by the boss.
What'd she say?
Stop bashing Jim in Michigan. Go Blue. We won last year. And stop talking about Ohio State.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm on that text.
Yes.
Well, how's Miami doing, boss?
Oh, right. They cheated?
That's right.
Is everyone forgetting that
they're in the national championship hunt too, aren't they? Man. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Michigan won under some dubious some dubious reasons there. The dude was suspended for 4 games.
Yes, they were. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And the guy who replaced him, who was winning that team, is now under fire. Anyway, we'll stop bashing Jim Harbaugh.
We didn't bash Jim. We said he was good at Michigan.
I said I'd rather have John, though.
So did I. I would.
No. Hit me out. We'll stop bashing him at 8:40. Because at 8:30, we're taking people's phone calls. 4:10.
Why don't you listen to Mix anyway?
5:83. What on 5:07? Barbershop topic of the day on the Fan. 8:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on bereavement. He will be back on Monday. Our barbershop topic of the day. Some listeners said recently that they wish Jim Harbaugh was the Ravens head coach and not John. Do you agree or disagree? Ed and I both disagree. It's insane. Absolutely insane.
People are just very unfair to him. And then Brandon Hyde. I mean, whatever. I mean, he has his flaws and making mistakes for sure, but do I want to replace? No.
So we have some text on this topic.
We do. We'll start with this one. When it comes to the Harbaugh brothers, one can coach his ass off and the other one coaches the Ravens.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. Okay. Give me something else.
He was 0-2 against his brother.
Yeah, exactly. Rob, best sum up ever. Harbaugh doesn't learn from his Harbaugh doesn't learn from his mistakes. I'd rather have Tomlin. Guys, just so the listeners know, we don't care about Mike Tomlin right now. We did that last week. We all know that you want Mike Tomlin more than John Harbaugh.
That was like resounding, wasn't it?
It was, but again, I think it's just they're tired of. If you're tired of John Harbaugh, you would get so tired of Jim Harbaugh if you start losing.
I think
because
so.
Those little slogans and how like. There's just so much more energy. He's bouncing off the walls half the time.
I said that to John. I said, I can imagine Thanksgiving at your house with
your
parents.
Yeah.
I said, you're one thing. I said, your brother's wound really tight. I said, I can't imagine that table.
Also, Jim is more likely to bail on you when things go wrong.
Yeah, we're bailing.
John's
yeah.
more likely to sing in there and roll his sleeves up.
Honestly. Are you defending him again?
I'm just being real. Listen.
Twilight Zone.
Now you will defend blindly if you like someone.
Yes.
If I do not like someone, but they're right, I'll defend them then. In this case right now, this is ridiculousness. This is absolutely ridiculousness.
Yeah. I ain't gotta agree.
It's a topic that has to be talked about because as Joe said, he's getting these calls.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting these calls, so we gotta talk. We don't just talk about things that we agree with. We talk about things that the people talk about. And right now, this is what's being said. It's ridiculousness. Warren and Windsor Mills. What's up, Warren?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Okay, pretty good, pretty good. No, I would definitely prefer Jim over John. Perfect example. We went into Cleveland, laid an egg. What did he do? Went to Cleveland, beat the crap out of him, made Jameis Winston look like Tom Brady. And my other point is simply – that in certain points in the game, you need a guy who knows X's and O's. And critical point, John just cannot help us. And real, one more quick point. Let's talk about the the fourth down play in Cleveland when we ran Derrick Henry. No Lamar. What happened? Get stopped. Then we go to Pittsburgh and do the same thing, leave Derrick Henry on the bench. No way Jim does that. That's all I got to say, fellas.
Thanks a lot, man. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. First of all, let me say this. We did not make Jameis Winston look like Tom Brady. Our secondary could not catch a football.
Yeah, he dropped 3.
If they have those interceptions, you probably take 2 touchdowns from Jameis, and that passer rating of 115 wouldn't be 115. I understand what the numbers say at the end of the game, but if you watch the game, we did not make Jameis Winston. We made Jameis Winston look like what he is, a turnover machine. We just couldn't finish the plays.
Yeah. And secondary's been very bad this year. It's not like that guy looked good. Everybody's looked good against them.
Kyle in Woodlawn. What's up, Kyle?
How you doing, fellas?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing just fine. So I'm going to stick with my man, John Harbaugh. But you guys kind of broke my heart because I wasn't going to say Mike Tomlin, but I'll take that back.
We already got John that.
From John Harbaugh, I'll say this. He's a coach. He does not play calls. John Harbaugh was calling the plays for offense, and I would say no. But he strictly just coaches, and I think he's been the most consistent coach. Last year when we went to the AFC Championship game, I didn't hear all this nonsense. So it's kind of funny we're hearing it now. Have a good day, fellas.
Thank you. Let's go to Rob in Woodlawn. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, just had a comment about John Harbaugh. You know how Harbaugh likes to be Mr. Analytics. I'm just wondering when he's going to make the correlation between Henry getting under 20 carries and losing. Your thoughts. Thank you.
Well, John Harbaugh has won games with Henry under 20 carries. People keep saying that. That's not exact science. They've won games with Derrick Henry under 100 yards. I don't know. Where does that stat come from? Who came up with that?
I'm trying to remember. With something
under 15 carries, but not under 20 carries.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry. Where is it? Find it. Derrick Henry against Cincinnati. 16 carries. They won that game. Derrick Henry against Tampa, 15 carries. They won that game. Derrick Henry in overtime versus Cincinnati had 15 carries. They won that game. That's not a true stat. Corey in Randallstown. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. I'm a John all the way because he's been consistent. And I'm just going to say this also. You got to realize the average fan in Baltimore, and I'm not going to say all the fans, but it's what have you done for me lately? So if John was doing his thing, this conversation wouldn't even be a topic. So,
well, that's what makes it a topic. But, Corey, that's kind of what makes it a topic. He's not doing his thing. So that's why people want a replacement. Yeah, that's sports is what have you done for me lately. Sports is not, hey, you know what, we're going to let you hang around forever because you have a good history with us. That's not sports, Ed. Sports is what are you doing now?
Yeah. Yes.
Many of our work environments are like that. What are you doing now? We appreciate what you did before. What are you doing now? Shoot me in Orange Mills. What's up, man?
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
I did some pretty extensive research. Are you there?
Yeah, we're there.
On John Harbaugh and his coaching record. And what people don't have realized is that his numbers compared to the coaches who are in the Hall of Fame are equal to or better than. He's won a Super Bowl. Dan Reeves never won one. Mark Levy never won one.
Excuse me, let me ask you a question. Is Bill Belichick going to be a Hall of Fame coach?
Yes.
Did New England move on from him?
Yes.
Is Tom Landry a Hall of Fame coach?
Yes.
Did Dallas move on from him?
Yes.
No one's denying what these guys have done. No one's denying what John Harbaugh's done. It's about now.
One thing you should bring up that's germane to this discussion is the 49ers moved on from Jim after 2 years out from a Super Bowl and a 13-4 season. They decided then he was going. They got rid of him. They said it was mutual. They did not want him on the as the coach anymore because he was not getting along with the GM. They had a power struggle happening. He had a 13-4 season. They decided you can't be here anymore.
I think they got
to think about these things.
I just hate when people say, you know, based on what a guy has done, why he shouldn't leave. If that's the case, then Ray Lewis should have never retired.
Yeah.
That's not sports, man.
Touchdowns yesterday don't win today's games. So
Julian in West Baltimore. What's up, Julian?
How you doing, fellas?
Doing well. How are you?
I think I'd take John, but until John stopped going into panic mode after, like, it's like when we start slow or something, like a turnover, he go into panic mode, like he don't know what to do. But I think I'd still take John over Jim.
Well, panic mode meaning what? Give me an example.
It's like when we got the turnover from Derrick Henry, it's like, what should I do next? Maybe we got to throw the ball 58,000 times. It's like they don't know what to do.
I got you. I just need an example. Thanks a lot, Julian. Julian, let's go to Zach in Pikesville. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's up? Good morning, guys.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm probably taking Jim all day at this point. I'm trying to be quick. When John came in, that was a Ray Lewis and Ed Reed team. So, you know, they kind of held everything down for us for a few years. Then we fell off. He got Lamar that kind of saved his job at that point. And, you know, Lamar and he killed. And D.C. and Ivy pretty much putting the talent on the field. It seemed like the X and O part is what we're missing at the critical moments. So he don't have no clipboard in his hand. It's just too much killing me. It just seemed like he's not involved. So I'm taking Jim. John just seemed a little overrated, man. He's killing me right now.
Killing you right now. You're killing me, Smalls. Oh, boy.
Kill him.
Again, I'm not saying I wouldn't replace John Harbaugh. I just wouldn't replace it with Jim.
It's coming someday.
It's going to come. But if you tell me, hey, you get Jim Harbaugh, I don't want that. I don't want that. Jessica in Pikesville. What's up, Jessica?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
All right, listen. I love John Harbaugh just like everybody else. But here's the thing. Whether or not he gets replaced, the fact that you guys are even bringing this up as a discussion is great and very healthy, because sooner or later, we're going to have to deal with this. So whether this is the appropriate time for him to, you know, start easing out of the position, the fact of the matter is we're going to have to remind ourselves it ain't going to be like this forever. I think he's a great coach in the locker room. I think he always has the right things to say to his guys. But sometimes it's about making those tough decisions. And right now, I'm not sure that he's still able to make those.
So would you replace him for Jim?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's going to cause a lot of strife. Right now, I would say hold off. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. Unfortunately, I don't want to have to wait until the end of the season to make that call, though. But, you know, it may be happening. It may have to happen.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. 410-583-1057.
Could you imagine if it actually happened? Replace your brother as the coach? Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Oof. I mean, they played on Thanksgiving before, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the game in 2012,
I think.
12, yeah. And 16-3, I think, was the final score.
Why does the NFL keep disrupting the Harbaugh Thanksgiving dinner? Because now they're playing Christmas. The Monday before.
And they're playing Christmas, right? Oh, no, they're playing Texas on Christmas.
Texas, each other.
Right. They're playing Thanksgiving.
They're playing each other 3 days before Thanksgiving this year. Why does the NFL keep disrupting the
game? You know, if Jim Harbaugh, if they would have blown that game last weekend against the Bengals, though, I would wonder how many people would still say yes. Because that would have been a classic Chargers loss. You were up 27-6, and you lost.
We forget about that. They almost lost. Yeah. Chris Knocke joins us at 9 o'clock. On the other side, what's trending is the SEC championship game actually a detriment to the college football playoff hopes of the two teams that participate? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. What's trending in the world of sports? SEC championship game. There's probably going to be a two-loss team in the SEC championship game. They could very well be. I know right now Texas A&M only has one loss, and so does Texas. But Texas A&M still has Alabama and Texas to go. So either Texas or Texas A&M can finish with two losses. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, both. So you may have two players, two people in the SEC championship game with two losses, if not certainly one. Is that a detriment to the SEC championship game? Here's what Paul Feinbaum and Heather DeNitz had to say.
SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey told me last week it should be a reward to get to the championship game. But the bad news is it is not. Kirby Smart last year had an undefeated regular season. He went to the championship game, lost to Nick Saban, and got knocked out of the playoffs. So, yes, it's what Lane Kiffin said is correct. You'd rather not go there. But the problem is you don't have a choice in the matter. There's going to be a tiebreaker, and you get in based on a number of tiebreakers. But the situation for Kiffin could be very dangerous. Here's why he doesn't want to go, because if he goes with a 10-2 record and loses, he is probably going to get knocked out because he has a loss to Kentucky, which is extremely bad. So it doesn't matter whether you want to or not. You better win the game if you go, though, if you end up with three losses, because you're very likely going to get knocked out.
Heather, you had another point.
Right. So
the committee also considers who you're playing, where they're ranked, and how the game unfolds. Everyone's assuming just because you lose, you're going to get knocked out. But let's take Indiana and Ohio State this week. How that game matters and how that game is played out matters to the selection committee. If it's a close game and a loss to a top five team, you're probably not going to get knocked out of it. But if it's 2014 Ohio State, Wisconsin, and you lose 59-0, the answer's pretty clear. Also, toughen up. Win your conference championship game and prove that you're one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, no. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Toughen up, man.
Where's the great Bernard Pollard? Nut up.
I'm not even going there. Nut up. Man, this is true, though. Man, why do we always think of a way to make things easier? It's not fair. Let's do this. It's not fair. Let's do that. It's not fair. Shut up. Win the game. That's simple. Then we don't have to talk about any of this.
Why do you have a 50-pound requirement to be in the artillery when the artillery box weighs 75 pounds? Because it's not fair. I can't run with 50 pounds.
Yeah.
That's what they weigh. What are you doing in the battlefield? Like,
I just hate this talk about fairness all the time. You know what I mean? How about not lose two games before you get to the SEC championship game?
How about that?
That's a thing. But that's not something we talk about because it's not fair. Listen to me. I hate fair.
There's no such thing as fair.
I hate fair. I hate that word. It's not fair.
It doesn't exist. My life is not fair. Life itself is not fair. Like, why do people even, you know, bring that up? I told you. One of the dumbest guys in my group as a kid. A kid was as dumb as an oyster. And like, becomes a drug dealer. He's trying to solicit information about how to figure out who's an undercover for him. I wouldn't tell him. He's an idiot. He wins the New York State lottery for $12 million. That fair? No. Not fair. No.
So do you think it's a detriment, though?
What? The
two losses?
The whole program?
For the two-loss team to go in the SEC championship game and possibly play his way out or lose his way out of the national championship playoff pictures. Is it a detriment to it? Should they get rid of the SEC championship game or other championship games as well?
No, win the game. Win the game. Because if you don't do that, what makes me suspicious about things like that, if you say, we'll stay with the SEC. Mm-hmm. So you have that, and if you lose the championship game, you're knocked out, hypothetically, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see if they're going to make an exception because they want Alabama in again. They lose in the championship game in the SEC, but oh, well, guess what? Alabama's in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, now we're back to the BCS nonsense where, you know, you're doing what you want. I don't like that.
Well, I think for me, the question would be, why would you eliminate the SEC championship game? I think the SEC championship game, number one, is a moneymaker. It's a huge moneymaker. Yeah. That's number one. Number two, it's prestigious. Once upon a time, everybody wanted to win the SEC championship game. But now that it holds you out.
Because it is prestigious.
Yeah.
For a long time. I mean, I think the Big Ten has given them a run for their money now. But that was the best conference in football.
Yeah, Big Ten is pretty good. I think the Big Ten is top heavier than the SEC.
Probably.
I think if you go from top, the bottom part of the Big Ten would not beat, in my opinion, the bottom team in the SEC.
Yes.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Who would you like to see to win the SEC, Ed?
Man. What I like to see.
Because this right now is a log jam.
It is a log jam. And I'll be honest, I just don't have a... You know, Big Ten, I have my favorites. ACC, obviously, my favorites. I don't know. I mean, I just... Ole Miss.
Ole Miss?
Yeah.
That's cool. I tell you who I don't want.
Yeah.
Texas.
I'd be good with Texas.
I don't want them to win.
Why?
You're new to the conference.
Yeah, Texas.
I don't want you coming and winning.
Yeah, they were traditional. They were a powerhouse years ago, and they fell for a long time on hard times. I'm glad they're back. To me, they're like the Lakers. College football needs Texas to be good.
Two different conversations.
Yeah,
I'm glad they're back. I am. Mm-hmm. I just don't want back to be winning the SEC. You know what I mean? I'm proud of the SEC.
Yeah.
That's mine. I don't want a newcomer coming in.
You mean winning like the Oregon winning the Big Ten?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
I bet Big Ten purists don't want that either.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Very, very interesting commissions, Baltimore at 9:15. But on the other side, Chris Knocke joins us to talk about that beatdown last night that Maryland put on the Golden Griffins. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.